what seems to be happening is that there's a move now to put the whole service, is putting it under the service of CareDoc, is what I've been told, and allegedly it's supported by a high number of the GPs, but not supported by the everyday workers, and my understanding is the nurses as well, which totally opposes this. And that we had a situation like this before a number of years ago in Gador, and we organised very, very strongly between Gador, Clonmel and the Rosses, where we took to the streets in a number of places that are Clonmel and Letticannon, and our hundreds upon hundreds in public meetings, and we were able to force those that had the notion of looking to make profit out of people's unfortunate situation and ill health. And here we are again, allegedly the same attempts is happening now. I've been in contact with the minister in relation to this here, and I'm still waiting answers. I've put in a question to Leinster House through Thomas Pringle, and I'd like to thank Thomas Pringle for that there. And again, waiting for the HSE to respond to that. It's not acceptable that people in rural Ireland here in Tyrconnell, that we would be used to make profit for private companies. That is not acceptable at all, and we will organise and we will oppose this.
And if it were to be privatised, what, if any, implications are there for the service as it relates to how it treats people? How will patients be affected? You also mentioned that GPs are in favour of it, but nurses are not. What reason is there that divide there?
Well, first and foremost, I believe it to be immoral for anybody to make profit out of somebody's ill health, where people find themselves in an unfortunate situation and somebody making money out of this here, that every call they make, say, for argument's sake, 100 euros out of it. How is that moral? The other thing is, when a company's objective is to make profit and not to better people's health, they will look to cut the services, and I believe that's what will happen. All you have to do is look at any part of the HSE that has been privatised, that money saving is the objective and people's health and well-being are set aside and come secondary. We are not people that are going to sit back quietly and take this. Like I says, we will organise and we will hit the streets.